How did you get those squirrels?
Found them in the bed. We was out hunting. Found them in a bed, and they were just didn't have their eyes open. We brought them home, and my mother fed them on a little bottle. And raised. And my dogs wouldn't bother them squirrels. But how they got gone, we turn them out. They go out. They stayed out all the time. We didn't have them in the pen. They go down in the woods at daytime. And they come back to our house at night. And two squirrels. And our neighbor's dog down there, they come by one day and they got after them, and somehow their well cover was off. And the dogs got after me, running there and got drowned.
It's too bad.
We had to get the guy coming there and had to draw all the well there out and clean the well out.
How deep was the well?
It was about 60 foot.
You didn't drain all the water out of there?
We pulled it out.
Oh, pulled the guy.
Cranked it out with a well bucket. They drawed it out with a well bucket.
How long did it take to go back up?
It don't take all that. They dig it down, you know, where it'd be a pretty good stream. And they just drawed all the water, just kept drawing. It stayed there all day long. You got it drawed out. It's drawing it out faster than running in, you know. I had an uncle. He dug them things. And he dug well.
They dig them back. Shovel and
Pick and shovel.
Just keep going down.
You ever seen a country well?
Yeah, I've seen them.
They do it with pick and shovel. And what they do, they fix a thing over the well. So like a tackle box, you know. Like you're pulling a motor out of a truck. Or something other. And they put a big bucket on it, and he'd get it full of dirt. And they somebody there would draw it up, pour it out, you know, and just let the bucket back down. But my uncle, you think this might be strange, but that booger, I don't never forget, I was a kid, he's going to come up there and clean out one of our wells, and they take the curb off, you know. So he ran and jumped in the thing and stopped himself from going down some way. I don't hide that. He's just a scared kid. He's just that comical, you know. And it scared you to death, him doing that. And I could hear my daddy talking about back, there wasn't many, just mostly whites in there. There wasn't too many blacks lived in there, you know, but there's few, there's some down there. There was right below our church, they had a black church, and they go to, white people go down there to it, you know. But, my uncle, he liked to scare people. And he'd like come to your house, and he'd cut out some big briar patch somewhere around and tote it up there at night and get out there with a bucket with a big string on it, and got to pull it. They run out of the house and jump in that, the briars. And he enjoyed it more than anything. But that claim one time, there was having a black dank somewhere or another. And they'd take me, they'd get warm, you know, they go to the well, get water, and some of them boys down there take the well curb and move it. They went choo choo, they had to get them out and draw them out of the well. I don't know, but they claim they did that. I've heard my daddy talk about things like that.
Were the wells lined with rocks, weren't they?
Well, sometimes they hit rock and they had to take dynamite and blow them, you know.
I meant, were they lined all the way down, or were they just dirt on down?
Well, sometimes what I say is rock and down, mostly dirt, hard clay. And they'd run in rock, they'd have to, maybe had a dynamite. I remember one time our well went dry, and they had to put a dynamite down there, carry the dynamite down in there, and somewhere and shot it off. And my first cousin, he was cleaning it out. And he got down there and he got sick. I mean, that dynamite smoke. And somebody had to go down there and tie him and draw him out. He like got died down there in that perfume and all from that dynamite. I remember, I can still see him coming out of that well. He was just as white as cotton, pale.
And just fill up slowly as he hit the stream? Would they fill up slowly as you hit the stream?
Well, they'd hit a good stream sometime. They'd go down to the hit a good stream. Nowadays, you know, they drill them.
Drill.
But they'd go down to they hit a good stream, you know, and take care of what we needed.
Yeah.
We watered all our stock out of it and everything.
How many wells did you have?
Well, one at each house.
Oh, okay.
All we had. We had one there, and most of them just one at each tenant house. Some of them had two wells. A neighbor up there, he had two, had one out of his house, had one out of his barn.
Yeah.
But we had the tote air water from the house, it was about as far, 200 yards, and that was pretty hard work because the stock, you know, water down there.
In a bucket, what, about a gallon?
Yeah, it was what I call a foot tub. It's like you got over on the sink, you know, it's over about 3 gallons. We'd have to take it down.
You could take about two people to lift it?
Well, I used to take two of them, like one in one each hand, you know, tote them down there. It takes a lot of feed and water them stock sometimes.
Yeah. You didn't have to water the crops, did you?
No, we didn't. We depended on nature to do it.
Yeah.
We never did fail making good crops, though. I mean, nature takes care of it.
Come harvest time, was it like a big gathering, or did you just do it?
We done it ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Unless sometime we get behind, we'd hire maybe somebody to pick cotton for us or something.
Yeah.
Somebody caught up and they'd haul them. I used to car out big cotton, 50 cents a hundred or 25 cents a hundred. But most time we done all the harvesting ourselves.
Yeah.
Pull our corn, haul our own hay.
And you put it all in the wagon and take it away?
Yeah, put it in the barn. We had barns.
Oh, okay.
Put it in our barn. I haul a lot of corn and pull it and throw it on the ground, and we'd get the wagon and the heat, and I'll go down by and pick it all up.
Did you raise any other crops besides wheat, corn?
We had sweet potatoes and iced potatoes. We used to dig them, you know.
Yeah.
And take corn stalk and make a hill.
Yeah.
Put them in like a bean in a teepee.
Yeah.
And put them in there and put pine straw in there. And we'd put dirt up on them hills thick enough it wouldn't freeze.
Yeah.
Where our potatoes wouldn't freeze. You know? And we had a lot of peanuts. We growed a lot of peanuts. We didn't have to worry about them spoiling them, but the potatoes would freeze, and we'd have to put them in a hill, and we'd leave a little hole over here for, we'd go out there when we want sweet potatoes,
and
go in there and get them out for winter time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you wonder if you're going to run your hand in on a big snake or something. They couldn't see what you're in. You just reach in there, feel around, you got what potatoes you wanted.
So you just made like a mound on the ground? And
yeah, just like a teepee, you know.
Yeah.
And bring its corn stalks up here in the corn.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so it was just like a Indian teepee. We made them out of corn stalks.
Yeah.
Round like this.
Oh,
cut
okay.
Cut our corn stalks out. We got the corn off.
Yeah.
Then we'd get dirt and pile up on them corn stalks thick enough that it wouldn't freeze. But we had pine straw in there. But we'd go down the wood, get pine straw, and put in the hill, keep freeze.
How many acres of sweet potatoes?
Well, we mostly just maybe half an acre or 2 acres, for our own use, you know.
All right.
We didn't sell them or nothing. We just made, have something, just like I say, we raise what we eat, good eats. Is what you have to go and buy today out of the grocery store.
So what about fruit? Did you have any fruit?
Oh, yeah, my daddy had all kinds of fruit trees, and apples, oranges, peaches, and Hackworth. My uncle had some of the best Hackworth. We called them Hackworth apples. Big old red ones, all that big red ones you used to get. He had about 8 or 10 trees down there, and we'd go down there and get them. My daddy had what they call an Indian peach. My brother got some over on there now. He went down to the farm, got some off of them. Them best peaches you ever eat. That's all red. My mother used to take them and peel them. But they were good peaches. Then wormy and pickle them, you know, pickle peaches. And put them in jars. And she pickled cucumbers. We had everything that you have today.
Yeah.
But just like I say, we raised it. And they put it up.
You said your mother jarred what, about 500 to 1,000?
500 or 1,000.
Did you sell that, or did you keep it?
Sir?
Did you sell it? I mean, sell it, or did you?
No, we kept it for eat the family. So 12 kids. 12 kids, you know, they eat all that when they're young. But she'd used to can sausage when we kill hogs. I seen her can sausage and can what she didn't put up, hang up, she can them. They last long, you know.
Yeah.
But they'd cook everything, you know, on wood stove.
Uh-huh.
We'd have a pile of stove wood as big as a good size small house. We'd have to cut that stuff. And she'd stay in that hot kitchen all the time, you know. And she'd cook her vegetables, can it. Well, she got four women, men and a wife married. They had got a canner up there, sort of more modern, you know.
Yeah.
We'd go up to Bow, Georgia and can it.
Mm-hmm.
On a canner, what they call a canner. And stuff like that. Carry a hog up there or anything, have sausage and have it canned. But my mother never did do nothing like that. She done it all herself. But first, I seem to tell you about the first car was there in my house. We had my dad never did have one. We had an old T-model truck.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember him driving it, but my brother and him, my older brother, and the neighbor got it out, worked on it, and cranked it up, and they made them what they call a piece thrasher out there. They put them a pulley on the back of the thing,
uh-huh.
had a piece thrasher on them. They'd go around the neighbor, we picked a lot of peas. They'd thrash them peas for them.
Yeah.
That's the first time I remember us having anything run at the house.
Yeah.
And boys done it themselves, and they're making a little money, you know. They go thrash the peas and charge them so much for thrashing them out, shelling them out. People raise a lot of peas, and they dry peas, you know, have them peas. And they plant them, you know. And I've seen them feed them milk cows and all that dry peas. My mother has done it. But the first car I ever had is after my father died. That year he died, he gave me what's called an acre of land,
mm-hmm.
an acre of cotton.
Yeah.
He said, "Dad, I'm going to give you this acre of cotton." He said, "Whatever it makes, you have it." And that year he died, I made a big bale of cotton off of it. The year before he made it, no, it was after he died. And I made a bale of cotton on it. And I bought a little 28 model Chevrolet. It had, I believe it had 20,000 miles. I bought it in 43, I believe.
Yeah,
43. It was a 28 model, but it was like a brand year. And I thought I was in hog heaven, you know. And that's the first car I ever owned.
Yeah.
That's about after my daddy died. Yeah. But I never did have,
right?
Never did have no way to go. We'd walk everywhere. We had, like I told you, Saturday nights, we had a little show over at Pine Hill.
Uh-huh.
So it was about 5-6 miles from my house. The old man.
What?
Yeah, the old man come over there with his movie camera, you know,
yeah.
Had them old westerns. And everybody went in the community. We live 5 miles from it, but we walk over there Saturday night. It cost us a dime to get in.
Yeah.
And we watch that movie. And that's our a recreation, you know, something like that. But, walk the girlfriend home, church, you know.
That was your only free time for the week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You work and sleep.
On Saturday night, Saturday evening. Well, sometimes we'd take off maybe Saturday dinner, you know.
Yeah.
But most of the time we work till night on Saturday. But we'd get cleaned up enough, get over there before the show started.
Yeah.
And watch us. Well, there's 7-8 boys in the community, and we'd all gang up and go together, you know.
Yeah.
And try to take care of each other. But then I used to walk to Ramblin', and this old guy over there had a cattle truck, and he hauled cattle, and he'd take all us boys, all the people around there wanted to go, they all would pile in, and we'd just stand in there just like, just thick as a kid. He'd drive from Ramblin' to Bowden, and we'd see that big show then, you know, thought it was. It's all Western, Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cast, and all that stuff. That's about all you see on Saturday night back then, you know. But that's pretty well some of our recreations we went through, you know.
Yeah.
But we'd have to do that walking, though. Don't get that. We'd have to walk.
Yeah.
We went out of the community or church, we had to walk, you know. So we got that car, them cars. But some of us got to start getting cars in the 40s, you know.
Yeah.
That's the first one I got in 43. And I've had one up since. Before then, I never did have nothing, just walk.
Yeah, that's what it's doing.